Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Welcome to the Personal Image System Podcast. I'm Antonio Centeno, your host and the founder of Real Men, Real Style. In this show, my goal is to help you learn to leverage the science of style to create your command presence. This is a personal image that sends the signal of confidence and trust and will help increase your earning power and attraction levels. All show notes can be found at realmenrealstyle.com, along with hundreds of videos, articles, and infographics. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about sharp dressed, expectations versus reality. So when you start to level up, improve your style, you've got this idea in your head of how it's going to go, how it's going to be. That's your expectations. And then reality sets in because you go out there and you start to take action and you're like, huh, that turned out different. So if you want the show notes from today, go check them out over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode 99, but have a little bit of fun. I think that you're going to find some of this humorous. I'm going to also talk about how to get past some of the unfortunate reality, because it's not always a bed of roses as you're looking to take action, leverage style to get what you want out of life. But that's why over at Real Men Real Style, where I've got those show notes, which is my main website, I've got a lot more than this podcast, guys. I've got so many different options out there. If you quickly want to pick up the information, infographics, I've got a free app that you can download onto your phone. Besides this podcast, I've got a YouTube channel with almost 1,000 videos. They go into a lot more detail, show images and, you know, examples. I've got detailed articles. They go into almost like 3,000 of them. So if you want more, definitely go check it out. Oh, and we've got premium courses. So if you want to take action, you want to work with a coach, help you out with accountability, mentoring, we've got you covered there as well. So when you're looking to improve your style, the first expectation I find a lot of guys have is that they think that by buying new clothing, they're going to start to look great. The reality is that only the right clothing will look good on you. And you've got to nail fit, fabric, and function. Because you can go out there and spend $2,000 on new clothing. And guess what? It could ill fit you. It could not really work for your body type. The proportions could be off. It could be the wrong colors for your complexion. And you just wasted that money, especially if that clothing sits in your wardrobe and you never wear it because you tried it on. It was maybe uncomfortable. You know that something was wrong. It just didn't look how you envisioned it would look. And yeah, maybe best case, I guess you return it. You get your money back. Worst case, it sits there. And a year later, you're like, you know what? I'm not going to up my style. I don't care about this because obviously I tried it and it didn't work for me. That's what I hate to see. A lot of guys putting forth or starting forth with the effort and then looking at it as a waste of their money. And it can be if you don't approach it the right way. So again, focus in on first the fit of the clothing. Fit is king. You want to make sure when you buy something off the rack, it fits you as well as it can. It's not going to fit you perfectly, but you can take things to a tailor, maybe a seamstress, get it adjusted better to fit your body. And this is both for suits. This is for casual shirts. This is for jeans. You want to get the right fit. It's going to depend on your body type. I find for larger guys, I like to give them just a little bit of extra room, but not baggy. And for thinner guys, well, maybe a little bit closer to the body. You got to find the right brand that works for your body type. If you are a weightlifter, you've got those thick thighs, you've got that larger buttocks, then in that case, you want to find the pair of jeans that are going to work for you. If you are a heavy set guy, you're going to want to find the dress shirts that have a bit more room in and around the midsection, but don't have those shoulders that go out obnoxiously wide and that can be brought in and adjusted. Larger guys are harder to fit body types like thin guys, small guys. You are going to have to pay the tailor tax. You want to know, unless you go buy custom clothing, which is always an option as well. Next up, the fabric. And you want to buy the best that you can afford. When you're just starting off, I don't think you have to spend a whole lot of money on the best fabrics or the best build. At the end of the day, you want to get something, though, that you feel comfortable with. If you're going to work for a consulting firm like McKinsey or Bain, and you're getting paid, you know, six figures, I do think it's worth spending a bit more money. You're going to be working on multi-million dollar deals for companies, and they want to see someone who they entrust with their business and they think's competent. But if you're just, you just graduated school and you just need an interview suit and you're working at a bank, but on a daily basis, you're going to wear something business casual, you actually could get away with a dress shirt and nice slacks, and that's what most people are wearing in the bank, then of course, I don't think that you have to go out there and spend $1,000 on a suit. I would recommend, though, that early on, instead of going out and buying that flat screen television, you do spend good money on better clothing that's going to allow you to project the image you want. Next up, the function. So you want to go with classic styles, because if you do decide to spend a little bit more money on a suit, you want to make sure it's going to still be in style 5 years, 10 years from now. So pay attention to, you know, some of the trends that are going on. This is where it's kind of important with you understand, okay, like the skinny lapel thing. That it works, though, if you're a skinny individual, you're a thin man. But if you're a big guy, and I saw some big guys pulling this off, but it was more of a fashion look. It's something you want to be aware that there are fashion trends going on, and you want to get the right clothing that's in a classic style that's going to work for you. Even if it's casual, you want a great pair of jeans. Hopefully you're able to wear them quite a bit, maybe you even wear them out because you get your money's worth out of them. But don't buy something that, yes, is going to be just a fashion trend going in and out. You see some of those, I don't know, I've seen some crazy looking neckties made from wood and metal. Probably not going to be something I'm going to recommend you buy early on in your wardrobe. Next up, the expectation is when you level up your style, everyone is going to notice. The reality is that most people don't care about your style. The caveat to this is that many of those that you interact with closely will be subliminally influenced by you leveling up your style. You will get some compliments, but understand, well over 95% of people don't care because you walk by them every day. You just simply don't come off as a threat. You may come off as a well-dressed individual, but for most of them, it's like, oh, look, nice dressed guy. Okay, I'm moving on. And that's really what it is. But where you're going to get the benefit and why I still think it is well worth investing in your image is that the people that you interact with on a daily basis, even if they don't say anything, they notice that you look good, that there is something about the way you look. It's small, it's underneath the radar, but they are being subliminally influenced. Expectation number three is that you are gonna rock a fashion trend. You're gonna go out there and you're gonna turn everyone's head. And the reality is that you're wearing colors and patterns that you're not used to for the first time. You are going to lose confidence and you hope that nobody looks at you. Half during the day, you're going to try to slip that piece of clothing off and hopefully find something else, maybe a shirt that's not as loud. You thought that you could pull these florals off, but man, you have just too many people looking. You just aren't used to it. And that's the key, is that the reality is you need to practice wearing new looks and build confidence and own your image before you try to take it out there in public. How do you do this? Well, I find just simply wearing the clothing in and around the house, wearing it out, maybe just around locally, and get used to actually wearing the clothing. Clothing and wearing new items takes practice, because when you wear it, you actually can identify, oh, you know, it's a little bit tight in this area. Maybe I should size up. You don't want to find that whenever you're wearing it for a few hours and you're already at work and you're like, man, this really irritates my arm. And then you're starting to just to think about the shirt. Because at the end of the day, you want to focus in on what you're doing. Your image is there to serve you. So you practice wearing it. You iron out all those small kinks and problems that you would run into, and you're able to own the image. And this is key when you're trying off something new. So you want to bring in maybe a different type of pattern. You want to start wearing a pocket square for the first time. You want to invest in a really nice pair of shoes that maybe draws a little bit of attention, something that's a different style than what you're used to. When you first wear something like this, you're going to feel that everyone is looking at you. And you may think that you're ready for it, but if you haven't practiced it and you aren't confident in that look, it's going to be tough to maintain, just to maintain and to keep things up. So I highly recommend you practice wearing items before you take them public. Expectation number four is that you're going to get compliments from the ladies. The reality is that you get actually a lot of compliments from men when you start to dress sharp. Now, does this question your sexuality? For some guys, they actually are not very comfortable with men complimenting them. But I will tell you that the reason a lot of men notice is because we just look around and we're like, wow, that guy actually has a look that I would love to have. When they're complimenting you, it's not simply they're not hitting on you. Well, maybe some are, but for a lot of guys, it's just simply an acknowledgement that you're even part of the club. What you will notice is a lot of other sharp-dressed men will compliment you, noting that, hey, you put in the effort just like they did. They notice maybe that you've got a Rolex, that you invested in a really nice watch. Maybe that you've got really nice shoes from Allen Edmonds, Paul Evans, or Ace Marks, or one of those companies out there. And wow, that's a Blake Stitch, or that's a Goodyear Welt. You start to speak the language. And that's really what compliments are, is that we're starting to just have an interaction, sharing a little bit back and forth about a thing that we have in common. Now, many women will notice, but they're going to be a little bit more reserved on giving the compliments unless they know you, because many men will take that as they're getting hit on. So even though a woman, and many will notice, they're not necessarily going to come up to a stranger and say anything unless he's really approachable. I do find that men that wear bow ties, that wear brighter colors, and that are in an environment in which it's understood that they're not being hit on, they're usually, you'll find a lot of ladies will compliment, especially I've heard of guys going to church, just getting tons of compliments on, you know, wearing a bow tie or wearing a light colored suit or being able to rock a particular type of shoe. Expectation number 5, you think that spending more money equals getting better quality. And the reality is that many brands are way overpriced. Now, the caveat with that is that there are some brands out there that are underpriced. So brands that are overpriced, in my opinion, are the ones that are usually resting on their laurels. They have a long established history. They've established that brand. And then oftentimes they're bought by a certain buyer who thinks that, okay, one of the quickest ways to profits is to reduce the quality of what we're manufacturing, maybe just double the price and not really change the quality at all, or sometimes do a combination of both, double the price and reduce the quality because people are, in their opinion, stupid and going to continue to pay for that. That can work in the short run, but eventually the consumers pick up on it and they start to complain, they start to talk about it. We'll see if certain brands can actually recover. I've seen this happen multiple times. But understand, you've got to be able to make a decision on your own. Now, one of the things I do recommend is find the forums, find the websites out there, find the groups where they talk about particular brands. I know all the brands I recommend at Real Men Real Style, I test. And I get requests all the time, Antonio, what do you think of this brand? Antonio, what do you think of this? What do you think of this? I just get that question 10 times a day, 10 different brands, and I've got probably 1,000 brands on my list that at some point, yes, I understand people want me to be a full-time tester and go out there and do that, but that's just not the angle I go with. I do recommend websites like Joe over at Dappered. Dappered, an amazing website where you can find some, really cool deals. There are going to be other websites. I think the forums are really good. Reddit is pretty amazing for this, but Ask Andy About Clothes, Style Forum. These places are living, breathing, real-time interactions between people that have their opinions. Some of them are a little bit extreme, and understand that, like reviews on Amazon, people that leave reviews, people that talk about things are either especially jaded or are very happy. You rarely find someone who's just satisfied who goes out there and puts out a review. It's going to be, unless they make it incredibly easy, but it's usually going to be the people at the extreme ends. So just because something has some negative reviews, if it's got some good reviews to offset that, and it's a one for one, then make sure to go out there and try them out. Understand that we oftentimes have a bias. It takes four to five-star reviews to offset a single one-star review. And if you think about it, it makes no sense because people can have very differing opinions, but that is our bias. And I think that you can find some great brands that are going to be a little bit controversial. Some people just aren't going to like them because, hey, I think, I can save 5%, 10% and go with this brand and in their opinion, get a better build because it maybe uses like a Goodyear Welt versus a Blake Stitch. And I can tell you that there is a small difference, but for most people, I think either one, it really depends on the look that you want. I don't think that the difference in the construction is really that big, which I know for some people is sacrilegious, but that's my opinion. Expectation number 6, you're going to get a new hairstyle and you're going to rock it. Reality, oh my goodness, what did you do to my hair? That's the bad side. You're just looking at this and yeah, but believe me, you can still fix a bad haircut. You may have to go to somebody else, but it can be done. Now, the more common result is that you get a great haircut. You like the style, but you go home, you sleep once, you wash your hair, and you can never get that look again. What in the world did they do to your hair at that barbershop to be able to get that awesome look, which you can't seem to repeat? So here's how you want to do it. Don't be afraid to the next day, go right back to the barber and simply ask them. Now, what would be a better thing to do is to take a photo after you get that haircut and keep that photo of that perfect haircut and the way that you look. Next up, ask them questions. Notice, did they actually wash your hair before? Whenever you wash your hair, especially if you're using warmer water, it's going to actually change the way that the hair is going to react, especially if they use then heat. So did they use a blow dryer? Did you notice that they actually used a heat or something on there? What product did they use? What type of brush? All of these details matter. And I haven't found a barber yet that isn't willing actually to take the time to explain to somebody exactly how they're getting this look and to teach them how to actually get the hairstyle that they want. Expectation number 7, you're gonna stop shaving and within a month, you're gonna have a full beard. Reality is after a month, you've just got scruff all over your face. You've got these bare patches here or there and it is incredibly itchy. So understand that whoever thought the idea of the no shave for an entire month, that's cool, but our hair grows at different lengths. And oftentimes we see this image of a guy that's got this beautiful full beard and we're thinking, wow, I can get that in a month. Not really. You're looking, for most people, we're talking about 4 to 6 months. And in fact, my friend Eric over at Beard Brand, he talks about giving it a full year. He calls this the yeard. And guys, understand that not all of us have the genetics to be able to grow out that thick, bushy beard within a short amount of time. You want to give yourself, if you're going to be growing a beard, plenty of time to be able to do this. All right, guys, so those are the expectations versus reality. If you want more, go check out the show notes over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode99. Thank you for listening to the Personal Image System podcast. If you would like more information on men's style, business communication, and grooming, go check out realmenrealstyle.com. There, you're going to find my free ebooks and our premium courses to help you take action on the information that will improve your life. I'm Antonio Centeno, and until next time, stay stylish.